Welcome back. I'm Mark Gunnery for the Mark Steiner Show, and we just heard a piece about Fields Fest, and now I'm going to talk to one of the artists who's going to be performing there. I'm here with TT the artist, recording artist, interdisciplinary artist, Renaissance woman, and her new album is called Queen of the Beat. And TT, it's nice to see you.
Yes, thanks so much for having me. It's good to be out here.
So, for some of our listeners who might not know your music, can you describe what you do a little bit?
Well, as far as my music, I do a mix of Baltimore Club music, which is a sound that's derivative of hip-hop and house kind of breakbeat forms. And it's pretty fast, about 130 beats per minute. And it also, I'm also influenced by Miami bass music and EDM, electronic music. So I am a dance music artist. Mm-hmm. I've become known for that, but I'm also a rap artist. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my music's just, it's very in your face, live, bold. Some would say very provocative in some instances. But ultimately, you know, I've been given this title is the new club queen, and, you know, I'm just wearing that proudly and trying to, you know, make sure I keep bringing the jams for the people.
Mm-hmm. How'd you get into club music?
Well, I got into club music earlier on when I was in college. It was around my freshman year, and that was my first introduction to Baltimore. Mm-hmm. And so I met some local friends, and they used to take me to the Paradox, and that was really my first real exposure to club music in my face. And I just thought it was very, very cool, and it was kind of nostalgic for me. It really reminded me of some of the Miami bass records that I listened to growing up. And so that's kind of what really piqued my interest in working in that genre of music.
Did you grow up in Florida?
Yeah, I was born and raised in Florida. Like, all my life, I hadn't been past Georgia's borderline until I was 18. Mm-hmm. So, and that was to attend the Maryland Institute College of Art in Baltimore.
So were you making music when you were growing up in Florida?
I actually started rapping when I was in high school, and then I started actually recording in college. I kind of was doing my own thing. Like, I was a video major at the time and taking sound production classes. So I would, you know, spend time just teaching myself how to record and mix my own records, make beats. And then once I graduated, I kind of took a break, and I just more so, I was really pursuing dance, you know. Mm-hmm. I moved to New York after I graduated from MICA, and I was pursuing dance and things like that, a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff, mm-hmm. but I was going to open mics still and performing, so I just realized, like, maybe this is what I really, really want to do, and so, like, 2008, that's when I really started, you know, taking music more seriously.
Mm-hmm. And you are an interdisciplinary artist. I mean, mm-hmm. your videos are so great and have such great style. Do you direct lots of them yourself?
Yeah, I would say 95.9. I direct and edit and produce most of my videos. I do like collaborating with other artists and people who can be a part of it to make mm-hmm. the vision come to life, but I'm very hands-on with all my visuals, and now I'm getting to the point where, yeah, I'm more open to more creatives, but they end up asking me for my ideas anyway, because I just have a really big imagination. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people, they have technical skills, but they don't have the imaginative factor. So I really pride myself on just trying to be innovative, even if it doesn't always technically come out as like this big major production. I think what's more important for me is that I'm trying to do something different, and being an independent artist, I feel like that'll make me stand out more.
Mm-hmm. So you've really got your hands in a bunch of different elements of culture production, and you also book and organize shows.
Yes.
What is your experience like doing that in Baltimore?
I love putting events together, because I feel like what greater responsibility or power do you have as an artist than to give back to the community? Like, you don't need to have a whole lot of money to start giving back. So I feel like when you bring up your community will be there to support you as well on your journey. So a few events that I currently have going on is I do a monthly open mic and social mixer series. We're actually getting ready to celebrate our third year anniversary doing this, and we hold it at the Wind Up Space first Mondays. So September 5th will be, it's called the Wave Social. It was formerly known as the Mellow Mix, but it's now called the Wave Social. And I'm very excited about it because it's like 3 years. It's hard to keep something running that long in Baltimore. But the acts turn out and just such amazing, amazing undiscovered underground talent here in Baltimore. And another event that I am doing for the rest of the summer and kind of early fall is Rock Off Shake Off, which is a Baltimore club music and dance summer fall series. And basically, I'm just trying to bring back some of those vibes of like the Paradox Nights, where we had the DJs and we had the dancers and we had the club music fans all coming together under one roof and just being able to hear new club music. We're seeing performers who are doing this stuff. So just trying to create this incubator and this place where this can exist again, because a lot of the clubs have gotten shut down, where, you know, the DJs and dancers in the club genre could actually, you know, play the music or hear it. So we're doing that. The next one is August 25th at The Crown. And we have some really amazing people coming through. We had Scotty B on our first one. We have DJ Class closing out for our finale party in October. So we'll be doing it last Thursdays at The Crown, September, October, and August. Mm-hmm.
And you organize a party called Queerology,
yes,
too. And and you also put out a track after the Orlando shooting that was really moving. And why don't we listen to that?
Yeah.
Turn on the television. War on terrorism. Tell me who's the victim, the Muslim or the Christian. A hole in the system. A knife could cut the tension. All these politicians try to sell us on their mission. God bless all the children, 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 God bless all the children. Another black life in prison, lost black life racism. Tell me who's the victim, distract us with the picture.
So welcome back, I'm here with TT the artist, and what's the name of that track?
It's called God Bless the Children.
And can you tell me a little bit about the inspiration behind that?
Well, I wrote the record earlier this year, and I actually produced the track, and then I hooked up with my producer, Mighty Mark, who kind of helped me get the quality of the track to where it needed to be. So it's kind of one of my first official release productions I've done myself, but the inspiration behind the track was just really so many things going on in this world right now, from the political climate to the things that we're experiencing right now in America with, you know, the social justice issues we're having, the police shootings, gun violence, war on terror, and I just can't help but think, also the environment, but I just can't help but think about how this is going to affect the generations to come. Mm-hmm. And what type of world are we setting up for them? You know, what type of leaders are we being for the youth who are going to have to carry out all the things that we've set up? Mm-hmm. So when the Orlando shooting happened, I just felt like it was kind of one of those songs that kind of related to it in a way where, you know, it was almost like inspiration, but it's kind of like I just felt like it was a perfect time to put that record out because it just touched on so many topics that indirectly and directly related to the Orlando shootings. Mm-hmm. And I'm from Florida, so I didn't have anybody who was hurt during that time, but it still affected me because for a moment, you know, I think about how we're all kind of in our own spaces until something hits close to home, and then we become conscious a little more. So it was just, it really, I'm a conscious person, I think, but that just really hit close to home because mm-hmm. it could have been my cousin, it could have been my sister, you know, my brother. Mm-hmm. And so I think we should start thinking about that more in terms of our worldview, you know, mm-hmm. and not be so divisive or divide each other based on all these superficial and surface things.
So you organize queer dance parties, film mm-hmm. screenings, Queerology. What do you think the importance is of organizing intentionally queer or LGBT events in Baltimore?
I think it's all about support because here is a community that is constantly under attack. Mm-hmm. And I feel like everyone needs safe spaces to express themselves freely. And so I think that's why it's so important to have these different types of social events where people feel comfortable to come and be themselves, to express themselves. And that's needed definitely in Baltimore because we already don't have much as far as resources. And there are so many great people, you know, trying to make that change. And so I think, like I said, it's just so important to have these spaces because these communities need this type of support.
So let's hear another song. What song do you want to hear?
So I have another single that I put out not too long ago, and it's called Queen. And it's actually one of my favorite tracks off of my new project. It's very different, and I actually get a chance to really talk about, you know, things that kind of hit personal to home as a female artist in the hip-hop industry. So Queen kind of pays homage to independent women, women who are bosses, entrepreneurs, and also women in the media who are breaking the status quo barriers, whether they're breaking through from the executive side of things or whether they're breaking through as artists. Mm-hmm. So it was a song that I felt is very current and needed, you know. And I think it may take some time to grow on some people because they're used to just hearing me kind of do the party stuff. Mm-hmm. But it's always good for me when I can kind of go into different places with my content.
Don't call me a. You can call me a.
That's Queen by TT the Artist. So you collaborate a lot with Mighty Mark.
Mm-hmm.
So who is Mighty Mark and how do y'all come to collaborate with each other?
Well, Mighty Mark is a Baltimore club producer. That's what he's known for. But he also does a lot of different type of productions. We met years ago. Like I think it was like 2009. And at the time, he was working on a project. And they requested a female vocalist. And I had not rapped on a club beat yet. And I just knew if they were calling me, you know, I had to come and represent. So that was our first time working together. We worked on a track called Let Me Show 'Em. And after that, we did a record called She Rockin'. It was really, really throwback. But since then, we've been rocking. You know, he's been very instrumental in molding my club sound and educating me on, you know, this genre of music. So we've been really working together for at least 6 or 7 years. A little more than that probably by now. And he's an amazing, amazing producer. He has a lot of great things going on. He's now head A&R with Spaces to Place Records, which is a local record company in Baltimore. He also has his own label. So he's getting ready to really put out a lot of new music featuring a lot of Baltimore talent. So I'm really excited about the things he has going on.
That's great. So this coming weekend, you're playing at Fields Fest?
Correct. So I'm performing at Phil Fest alongside of acts like Dan Deacon. It's a big, big lineup of a lot of local acts there. But I'm bringing Mighty Mark and TSU Dance Crew, and we just want to deliver a fun show. We're going to show up. We're going to show out. We're going to be performing some new club songs, some old club songs, some of your favorites. So you guys got to definitely come out because it's definitely going to be an amazing show.
Let's TT the Artist. Her new album is Queen of the Beat. And TT, thanks so much for coming in today.
Thank you so much for having me.
I want to let you know that I will be performing this weekend at Fields Fest as well, as part of the project Pirate Radio with Shola Cole. We will do a sound installation that will be broadcast on radios throughout the grounds, and we'll do a live performance on Saturday at noon behind Cabin 18 that will feature a roundtable with Sheila Gaskins, Abdu Ali, and Brayera, formerly known as Grayed Off, on race, representation, and art scenes. And here's a sample of Pirate Radio to take you to break. Also on our way to break, I want to remind you that the Mark Steiner Show is brought to you by MeQ, Baltimore's credit union. Offering a full range of financial services, MeQ, Baltimore's credit union, is helping its members and its community prosper. When you invest in yourself, MeQ invests in you. More information at MeQ.com. Stay tuned. We have an episode of Soundbites coming up next. You won't want to miss it. And on our way to break, Pirate Radio. Ha 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 ha